朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
今天我要跟各位分享的题目是生命的奉献。
And the topic today that I want to share with you is the life offering.
基督徒是不是应该一帆风顺？
Should our lives of Christians be a smooth sailing?
在我们的想象中，成为基督徒，我们应当得到神的祝福。
Based on our expectations and become Christian, we should receive abundant blessings.
所以应该是五子登科，福禄双全。
And we should have all the things we want.
但事实上却非如此。
And in reality, that's not so.
因为真理总是会受邪恶的挑战。
Because the truth will always be challenged by the evil or weakness.
因为没有挑战就显不出真理来。
Without challenging, the truth will not be revealed.
基督到这个世界，他也是受到百般的试探。
Jesus Christ came and also being tested.
因为魔鬼的本质就是反对者。
And the nature of Satan is to become the opposition.
他想毁灭耶稣基督救赎人类的计划。
And he wants to destroy the plan of salvation of Jesus.
所以如果耶稣犯了一点的罪，他就没有资格为人类赎罪。
If Jesus had committed one little sin, he will have no qualification to save.
同样的，基督徒也要受各样的逼迫。
Likewise, Christians will also be persecuted.
然而这是为着我们好。
That this is for all good sake.
只有在受逼迫的当中，我们才学会真正的倚靠神。
And when you being persecuted, you truly learn how to depend on God.
信心必须接受考验才能够有进步。
The faith has to be tested.
因此一个人信主之后，他会经历许许多多的考验。
Therefore, once someone becomes a believer, he will be tested many, many times.
神没有把我们立刻就取走，在天堂过好日子。
The Lord didn't raise it up, but once we become a believer.
因为保罗这样的说，他说，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主耶稣，主都把我救出来了。
Because Paul says, the persecution, suffering, what kind of things happened to me, and the persecution I endured.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日，也都要受逼迫。
And because, and in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted.
所以，除非你不是真实、认真的愿意敬虔度日子，你在这个世界会受到逼迫。
Unless, if you don't want to really commit to the godly life, you will be persecuted.
主耶稣说：“我不属于这个世界，所以你们也不属于这个世界。”
Jesus Christ told us that I don't belong to this world, so you don't either.
因此，世界的王要逼迫我们。
Therefore, the kings of this world will persecute us.
但我们的主是慈爱怜悯的父。
But our God is a loving and graceful, merciful.
他不会置我们不顾。
And that he will not abandon us.
他一定会帮助我们最后的得胜。
He will certainly help us to be victorious at the end.
今天我们要从希伯来书来看生命的奉献是怎么回事。
And then we will use the book of Hebrews to learn how these things aboutoffering our life offering.
看神在我们生活的考验中要怎样的来过一个基督徒当有的生活。
In all the challenges and trials in our life, how can we live our life?
首先我们要了解，人必须先信靠神才能够被神悦纳。
First thing is we have to learn that the first thing we have to have faith in God before we can be accepted by God.
刚才我们念的希伯来书十一章第六节，我们再来念一次，一二三，请。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。世界上的观念都是教我们先要搞明白清楚才能够信。
And the world's way to thinking is you have to understand first before you believe.
所以一些年轻人他们信耶稣，父母就担心是不是受欺骗上当。
And when the young people accept Jesus and their parents become worried, maybe they're being fooled.
有一些做科研的总觉得科学比上帝大。
And some people are in science, they always think that science is bigger than faith.
也有的人想一辈子花功夫搞清楚上帝的信仰，到死还弄不清。
Many have spent their lifetime to investigate about the truth, but without any, without the veil.
这是上帝所定的游戏的规则。
And this is the rule, the game of the game set by God.
你先要相信，你才能够明白。
You first have to come to faith before you can understand.
先要接受，你才能够体验到跟神之间的关系。
You first accept it and then experience what God is.
其实我们生活当中也不是每件事情都搞清楚了我们才相信的。
Actually, in our lifetime and many things, we don't get to understand everything before we do it.
谁进餐馆吃饭先检查厨房呢？
And any of you go to the restaurant before and test the check the chicken out kitchen out kitchen out before you go eat.
你点菜的时候，你有没有注意到那个厨子他进洗手间出来有没有洗手？
You go there, you don't check whether the chef has washed his hands first.
你都是凭着信心你就吃下这些食物。
You take your food.With faith.
神说我们先要信他，否则我们就不能认识他。
God says believe first, believe otherwise you will not get to know him.
第二，真实的信心一定要接受苦难的考验。
And the true faithful godly life you have to be tested.
有一个年轻的富翁来见主耶稣说，我想要得到永生。
And wealthy man come to Jesus says, I want to receive this eternal life.
他说我已经遵守了所有旧约的诫命。
I follow all the commands in the Testament.
他说我还要做什么呢？
What else can I do?
耶稣说你去变卖你一切所有的分给穷人，你还要来跟从我。
And God says, go sell everything and give to the poor and then you follow me.
那个青年人听见了就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他财产很多。
And this young rich person was worried and because he had too much wealth.
我们常常都是要上帝的祝福，但是我们却不肯付出受苦的代价。
And we all wanted the blessing from God, but we don't want to pay the price of suffering.
从历史上我们看见每一位为神所重用神的仆人都是经受许多的苦难。
And in the history and all the godly persons they all suffer much.
所以在诗篇第119篇71节说，我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。Nothing there. Okay, sorry. In Psalms
119,
verse 71. 我受苦是与我有益。
And this, it's a benefit for me to have suffering.
为要使我学习你的律例。
And to learn about your laws.
因为只有苦难当头，我们才肯谦卑下来仰望神。
And that's the only way, because if we have lowered ourselves,So we can depend on God.
所以我们所受的苦往往与我们所有的信心成比例。
And this is proportional to what we give out and return in terms of our faith.
当然我们不是要故意的求苦难。
We're not purposely seeking for suffering.
而是我们应当有一个受苦的心智跟耐力。
We should have this attitude of taking this suffering, be ready for suffering.
神不会叫我们受无缘无故的苦。
And God is not going to have us to suffer for no purpose.
因为受苦不是他的目的。
And that suffering is not his end.
是要我们在苦难中学会倚靠他，这个才是他的目的。
The lesson is to learn through the suffering to depend on him.
在希伯来书第十一章里面，我们看到作者指出许多旧约当中的先贤。
And in this book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it shows many examples from the history.
包括像亚伯、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
And including Job.
甚至摩西四世纪的这一些领袖
and many leaders in the Old Testament
他们都是因为坚守对神的信心而受到很大苦难的考验
because they persevere during the suffering and then had received many challenges
但最后他们都成功了荣耀了神
and they all succeeded at the end and then glorified God
因为他们是信靠神而得胜
and because they trust, rely on God to become victorious at the end.
我们再来念33跟34节，请他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。以色列是一个弱小的国家。
Israel used to be a small country.
他们是毫无纪律的游牧民族。
And he was a nomadic tribe people.
但是神就是拣选了这样一个软弱的器皿。
But God chosen this weak people.
Vessel. 就是为了要彰显他的荣耀。
And just to demonstrate his glory.Glory.
所以当神拣选基甸的时候
And when God chose Gideon,
他是一个软弱的人
He was a weak person.
他胆小到躲在房间里面打麦子
And he was so fearful he hide and to thresh his wheat inside us.
因为他怕他的敌人米甸人来攻打抢他们的麦子
Because he was afraid that the Midian and his enemies to come and to take those wheat away from them.
但神向基甸显现
But God showed himself up to Gideon.
他就立刻有了信心
And he had faith.
他破釜沉舟的把他父亲拜的那一个巴利偶像给拆掉烧掉了
And he just even go far to destroy all the idols, the Baali, and from his household.
所以有32,000的人就来跟从他。
And then about 32,000 people start to follow him.
然而耶和华对基甸说：“跟随你的人过多，我们不能将米甸人交在他的手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说是我们自己的手救了我们。”所以神就辞退了他们当中22,000人。
And then Gideon says, God says, you are too many followers, and you have to get rid of some of them. And so he get rid of the 22,000.
但是神觉得一万人还是太多，所以最后只剩下300人。
And then 10,000 still too many, and then eventually left only 300.
这300人与米甸联军十几万的大军相比，真是微不足道。
And this 300 people has to face an army of 100,000 people.
然后就是在那种情况中，基甸就不得不全心的仰望神。
Under that circumstance, he has to rely on God completely.
所以第七章十六节四十节，于是基甸就将300人分成三队，把脚和空瓶交在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把，吩咐他们说：“你们要看我怎样，你们也要怎样行。我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说：耶和华和基甸的刀。”什么是信心
？What is the faith？
信心就是不靠自己的能力。
And faith is not depending on his own power.
神不需要那31,700的人来搅和。
And God didn't need 31,000 people of army.
因为他们不是有信心的人。
Because they didn't have faith.
他们不但不能帮助，反而会成为拖累。
They couldn't help, but maybe becomes the burden.
他们即便是赢了，他们也不会相信是神在帮助他们。
Even though they may win the war, but they won't trust the, and give the credit to God.
因为信心就是不靠自己的能力。
And faith is really not depending on its own strength.
信心也是跟从圣灵行事。
And faith is also to follow and do things with, according to what God, Holy Spirit.
基甸说你们要看着我行事。
And in chapter 7, Judges, Gideon told us, you watch me, follow me.
显然基甸他自己也不晓得神要怎么样用300人来打赢这一场仗。
It says that he didn't know for sure what he would win that war.
所以他每一步都得要仰望神。
And so every single step he had to rely on God.
如果我们把我们所有要做的事都先计划好的话，完全按着计划行的话。
If you planned everything, every single steps of your plan before you do things.
那圣灵就不能参与，也不能行神迹了。
Holy Spirit will not participate and no miracles or things will happen.
当然我们有该做的事情。
Now there's things that we ought to do.
我们应当像盖教堂先要设计，那是本分。
Yeah, we have to do planning and that's our job.
但是施工的时候会发生什么事情，这些变化都得要靠圣灵的带领。
Like building our church and then we do the planning, but when the construction begins, there are many obstacles we have to rely on God.
所以圣经说铅放在怀中定是由耶和华。耶和华和基甸的刀。
And Gideon told his followers, he says, when you hear me and you blow your horn trumpets, and then shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
其实呢，原文没有刀，而是指的耶和华和基甸。
And the original verse didn't have the sword.
你们看圣经，你们有圣经，你们看那个。耶和华和基甸的刀，那个的刀旁边有没有几个点呢、啊？有没有？你们都不用圣经了。
Version of Bibles，
给你们。
Some of the has the Gideon's sword, some just Gideon.
Yeah, 太方便了，大家都来看上面也。那上面有旁边有几个字，有几个小点，有没有的刀？有没有
？In some of the scriptures,
那小点是什么意思、啊？他们也不读出那个标记的意思。圣经上面。如果字旁边有小点的，那是什么意思、啊、
？There's some annotated texts、
啊。那是原文没有的意思。
And、
那意思那句话其实就是要喊着耶和华喊基甸。
And those little annotated texts are the didn't show up on the original text。
换句话说，基甸已经把自己跟耶和华连在一起。
And that really means shout for the Lord and Gideon. That means Gideon was united.With the Lord.
这个是征战得胜的秘诀。
And that's the secret of winning a war.
就是把自己跟神连在一起。
And that's to unite with yourself with the Lord.
那样神的得胜才能够成为我们的得胜。
And the God's victory becomes our victory.
那这样子我们就不会失败。
And that we will not fail.
第二，我们要抓住神而活。
And this.Second thing is we have to hold on God.
接下去第十一章三十五节，我们一起来念：有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放， 为要得着更美的复活。在列王记里面有一个很感人的故事。
In the book of Kings, there was a very touching story.
讲到先知以利沙和一位叫苏念的妇人。
And then a story tells of a prophet Elisha and then a woman called Shumanite.
这个妇人对神的仆人很好。
And this lady was very good to the God's servant.
所以她每次看到以利沙从那里经过，她就想为以利沙盖一个小小的阁楼。
And every time Elisha's come by, she wants to build a hut for him.
所以每一次当以利沙经过的时候，可以进去休息一下。
And so Elisha can take a rest.
那以利沙感激，就想要知道这个妇人有什么需要。
And Elisha was very grateful, so he wanted to know what kind of needs this woman need.
他的仆人基哈西就来告诉他说，这个苏念的妇人她没有儿子，而且她的丈夫已经老了。
And he's eight. Gehazi went to find out that this woman didn't have son, and that her husband was old.
那以利沙就对妇人说，明年你必要得一个儿子。
And Elisha told her that next year you will have a son.
果然第二年，这位苏念的妇人就得了一个儿子。
And Surely, she had a son in the following year.
可是当这个孩子渐渐长大以后，有一天他和父亲去看禾场上面收麦子。
And later on, this son and with his father went to the field.
突然他就头痛起来，然后他就大声喊着说，我的头啊，我的头啊。
And he had a certain terrible headache and he yelled, my head, my head.
他的父亲差人把儿子送给他的母亲。
And then his father sent him back to his mom.
这个孩子坐在他母亲的怀中，到中午就死了。
And then the son died in her arms.
我想是他脑血管破裂了。
Maybe it's brain hemorrhage.
然后这个妇人，苏念的妇人，就把这个小孩带到以利沙的阁楼里，放在床上。
And so she took him into that hut.
他就急急忙忙骑马去找以利沙骑驴。
And so she went to look for Elisha.
如果你看地图，从苏念到加密山差不多有四五十公里的路。
If you look at the map, there's about 45 kilometers of distance.
所以他是拼命的赶过去。
So she gave her all to go there.
他就赶到以利沙的面前。
And she went to see Elisha.
列王记下第四章二十七到三十七节，妇人上了山，到神人那里，就抱住神人的脚，说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是以利沙起身随他走，去随他去了。以利沙来到进了屋子，看见孩子死了。放在自己的床上，他就关上门，只有自己和孩子在里面，他便祈祷耶和华。孩子打了七个喷嚏，就睁开眼睛了。妇人就进来，在以利沙脚前伏伏于地，抱起他的儿子出去了。什么是信心
？What is faith？
信心就是抱住神不放。
Faith is holding God and without releasing it.
这位苏念的妇人，她知道她的孩子是以利沙向神求来的。
She knew that this son of hers was came from because Elisha asked for Elisha.
所以她紧紧地抓住以利沙。
So she know she hold off his feet tightly.
当我们遇见困难的时候。
Facing,
最重要的不是抓着你的孩子，而是抓住神。
And when you're facing difficulties, it's not holding your own son, but it's holding tight God.
我从这里可以看到，那个门外几位弟兄 在那里抱着孩子聊天。
Standing here, I can see through the windows people holding babies in the lobby.
我希望他们能够听到我今天正在讲的事情。
I wish they could hear what I'm telling.
所以哪个太太去跟他们讲说，你们进来听，不要在门外聊天。哪个太太去能够跟他们讲一下
？Someone can go there and help tell them that to come in and listen to the story.
因为你抱着孩子是不对的，你要抱着上帝啊。
So holding.
进来，进来，进来听。不要你们站在外面聊天，要进来听，要不然的话，你就到孩子到抱着孩子到 nursery 去。主日是敬拜听神的道，不是聊天的时候。这个母亲，她晓得抱着孩子没用啊。
So this lady knew that not holding his son was.
她把她孩子留在伊丽莎的床上。
He left the son on the bed.
你不要以为抱着你的孩子，你的孩子就不会生病。
And not because you're holding your son, the son will not have sickness.
你要紧紧地抓住神。
What you have to do is holding tight onto God.
我二哥去年底脑神经中枢中风。
And my second elder brother had this stroke on the brain.
医生说只有5%的希望能够治好。
And doctor told him that he had a 5% chance of surviving.
也可能成为植物人。
And maybe become vegetarian, a vegetable person.
但是我的嫂嫂她紧紧抓住神不放。
But my sister-in-law hold tight on God, onto God.
她要求许多的人为她的丈夫祷告。
She asked many people to pray for her husband.
有一天我打电话去，哎，他不在医院。
So one day I called, and then she was not there.
我说，哎呀，哥哥怎么样？你没有在医院陪着
？So how come? How's my brother? Are you still with him?
他说我在医院也没有用，我在家里面找人为他祷告。
He said it's useless for me to stay in the hospital. At home, I can ask people to pray for him.
今天我哥哥3个月过去，他已经能够用左手一只手来吃饭。
3 months has passed. Now he can move his left arm and eat by himself.
信心是什么
？So what is faith?
信心是抓住神不放，不是抓住人。
Faith is really hold tight on to God.
第二，信心是紧紧的跟随神。
The second thing is to follow closely God.
伊丽莎要他的仆人基哈西拉着杖他的杖去医治那孩子。
Elisha wanted his servant Gehazi to use a staff to heal that son.
但是苏念的妇人，她的眼睛不在那个杖上，仍然盯着伊丽莎。
And but her focus was not on that staff, but also was on Elisha.
因为他知道神会听伊丽莎的祷告。
Because he knew that God will listen to Elisha's prayers.
他的儿子已经死了，都不重要，重要的是要紧紧的跟随神。
And her son is dead already. So important thing is to follow God.
真实的信心一定会继续不断的跟随主。
And to have a true faith is to continually follow God.
不是你跟一段，然后你自己摸索一段。
It's not to follow a while and then you do yourself so.
而是你一路一直的定睛在主耶稣的身上。
It is to focus on your eyes on Jesus continuously.
你知道我们的一生其实都已经决定了。
And you know our life is already set.
最近我们教会好几位弟兄姐妹得了严重的病。
And lately our manybrothers and sisters had a very serious illness.
其实我心里很明白，神已经决定了哪个人要留，哪个人要走。
And actually, in my heart, I know that God's already decided many people will remain.
但我们不知道，我们只能够紧紧的跟随主。
But we don't know, but all we can do is follow closely.
信心是抓住神不放。
The faith is to hold God.Tightly.
信心是紧紧盯着耶稣。
And the faith is to focus on God closely.
信心也是恒切的祷告神。
Faith is also to pray earnestly.
其实伊丽莎 没有能力去医治这个妇人的孩子。
Actually, Elisha has no power to heal, to resurrect it.
他的那个杖也没有把孩子医好过来。
And his staff didn't heal or save the boy's life.
最后，伊丽莎他伏在这个孩子的身上两次的恳求神。
Elisha laid on top of the boy and then prayed twice to God.
神垂听了。
And God heard him.
当一切都显得黑暗的时候，请问发光的太阳还在不在？
When all is darkness, you ask, where is the sun that shines?
太阳从来就没有离开，但是我们不过是在黑暗的那一面而已。
And God never, the sun never left us, but we were only on the dark side only.
那祷告何用呢？
So what is the purpose of saying prayer?
祷告是要打开我们心灵的眼睛。
And pray is to help us to open our eyes of our spirit.
叫我们看到能发光的神还在那里。
So we can see through that the shining God is still there.
这一些信心的功课都只有在苦难的时候我们才能够深刻的体会。
And we can only understand this when we're really in dark trouble sometimes.
第三，我们学的功课是因奉献而受苦。
The third thing is we be sufferers and because we give ourselves as a life sacrifice.
第十一章三十六到三十八节继续，我们来念。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷困、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。基督教的历史一开始，基督徒就饱受各样的苦害。
In the history of the Christian, Christians, they all suffer tremendous persecutions.
那第一位寻道的基督徒是谁？
The first martyr
是谁？
Who was the first martyr?
啊，
斯蒂芬。
斯蒂芬，被石头打死的。
And stoned by that was stoned.
啊，那耶稣的门徒有被杀的、杀头的，有被锯子锯死的，有各样被钉十字架而死的，都是十一位都是寻道的。
And all his 11 disciples became martyrs.
早期的信徒也有许多是寻道的。
And many, many early Christians followers were martyrs.
给我们举几个例子。
So let's use some examples.
像伊格拉丢，他是主后67年出生的。他曾经跟从过使徒约翰。他是安提阿教会的第三任主教。
And Ignatius, an early Christians, he was the student of John, disciple John, and he was the third bishop or cardinal of Antioch.
那传说当中，他是那一位曾经被耶稣抱起来说，凡是要进神的国，都要变成像这个小孩一样，那个孩子。
And legends has him, he's the child that. Jesus says, to come to the kingdom, you have to become a child.
伊格纳丢他写了很多与教会应当遵守的规矩。
And he wrote many books about the church rules.
那他提出这个观念，全宇宙的教会，这个字在英文叫做 Catholic, 后来就被天主教用来称他们自己。
And he gave this name of all universe church, and then later on became the word Catholic.
他被捕了以后，然后政府就把他放到一个野兽关的笼子当中。
And he was captured and later brought to Rome and then put inside a cage of lions.
最后在信徒的观望之下，他被野兽咬碎而死。
And he was eaten alive and under observation of other people.
第二位叫做波吕甲。
And the second example was Polycarp.
他是在小亚细亚士美拿教会的主教。
And he was a cardinal, a bishop in the Asia, Smyrna.
Smyrna. 那有一天他在晚上睡觉的时候在祷告中他就看到他的枕头烧火了。
And one night he was sleeping and he dreamed that his pillow was on fire.
所以他醒过来就对他的同伴说我恐怕不久就要殉道了。
And that so when he woke up, he told his friends and that he would be martyred soon.
果然不久他就被士美拉的总督把他抓起来。
And he was captured later on.
那总督看他年纪已经很大，已经86岁了，就想要他不要认耶稣，就放了他。
And he was told that because of his age, he says, "Well, forget about your faith."
总督对他说：“你看你这么大的年纪，你只要向凯撒宣誓说，打倒无神者，我们就放你。
”And then he said, "If you can declare to Caesar." And to beat up the atheists.
当时的基督徒他们是不拜皇帝，也不拜其他的偶像，他们的信的耶和华神，也没有任何的像，所以被罗马人称为是无神者。
Because that time the Christians didn't worship the idols nor the Caesar, therefore they were called the atheists.
然而波利亚他说。八十六年来，我所侍奉的主从来没有亏负我，我怎么能够亵渎他而背负他呢
？And then he said, "For 86 years, the Lord that I serve never give me short of things. And how can I blaspheme him?"
所以他也是被绑在一个木柱上而烧死了。
So he ended up tied up to the post and then.Put on fire.
那另外一位艾任纽是波利甲的学生，他是第一位基督教的神学家。
And the third example was Irenaeus. He was a theological scholar. He was a student of Poly.
当他搬到法国去，在里昂那个地方，那地方的主教死了，他就被选为主教。
When he was young, he went to Lyon and in France. And when the bishop died, he became the bishop there.
他在里昂的那一个做主教的时间，几乎使里昂所有城里的人都成为基督徒。
During his tenure, all the citizens in Lyon became Christian.
当时有两个很大的基督教的异端，一个就是所谓的诺斯底主义。
And there were different sections, and then one of his Nestorians.
Gnosticism.Heresy 这两个异端，另外一个就是所谓的马基安派。
And the second, the other heresy, in fact, a sect was
Matheron. 这诺斯底主义就是相信神是智慧的神所以呢，把基督教跟诺斯底这个智慧的神混在一起。
And Gnosticists believed that God was a wise person.
OK， 那马基安就是不相信旧约圣经，他认为新约的神取代了旧约的神。
马基安 's sect believe only the New Testament, not the Old Testament。
那艾任纽是第一位起来辩驳，然后提出神、圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的教义。
Irenaeus was the first one to preach the theology of the Trinity.
那这一些我们其实需要有一点尝试，这是基督教最起先的历史。
And we all should have some background on this, the history of Christians.
那譬如说艾任纽他最有名的一句话，他说神成为人就是要使我们成为神，就是说像神。
And his famous saying is God became a man is because he wants us to become the godly and then.Like God.
那今天我们就是这样的观念，我们都应当把耶稣基督活出来。
And just like nowadays, we have this same concept that we have the living out like a Christ.
他是在罗马皇帝这色维儒的时代被迫害致死。
And he was a martyred during the reign of Severus Caesar, and then was martyred.
今天你去罗马旅游的时候，你还可以看到在罗马的城外有很多的地道。
If you go visit Rome, the city of Rome nowadays, you can still go to the outskirts of the city, and underground there was many, many channels.
我们称它为 catacomb,
catacomb.
就是这个就是当初基督徒埋葬他们死人的地方。
That's where they laid down all the dead.
因为他们相信主马上就要来了。
And they believe that God will come back.
所有的信徒都要复活。
And then all will become resurrected.
所以他们把死去的亲人处理好，就放在这个地下挖出的地道的两侧。
So they bury them into this catacomb underground.
但因为寻到的人很多，所以有的时候收回来的不过是身体的一个残躯，一块骨头，一个头骨。
And many men had to be killed and separate, and so many only collected a few parts of their bodies.
所以你可以看到这一个放遗体的地方都很窄。
And as you can see, that the small place is reserved for those parts.
最多的时候有好几万的基督徒寻道。
And many tens of thousands marched during that time.
所以这个隧道在地底下像蜘蛛网一样粘的非常的复杂。
And this is kind of like a very complex, like a spider web underground.
当窦米先最后罗马皇帝逼迫非常厉害的时候，基督徒都躲在这个地下的坟墓。
And then when during the height of the very severe persecution, all the Christians hid underneath.
因为他们在那里聚会的时候反倒安全，罗马的兵军丁不敢进到那里面，怕迷失掉。
And it was kind of a complex, so kind of safe for them, because Roman soldiers didn't dare to get in there.
所以特土良也是一位教父，他就说寻道士的血是教会的种子。
Tertullian.And says martyrs, the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church.
看到第三十九跟四十节，请一起来念。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。什么是信心？
So what is faith?
信心就是相信神的话语。
Faith is belief, the God's word.
圣经是神给我们有关于他自己事情的启示。
And God, the Bible is some God gave us the revelation to him.
所以一定有过去、现在跟将来的事。
It must have the past, the present, and the future.
所有圣经的预言都按着时间应验了。
The forecast or the is all have proved to be true.
所以这一些圣经当中的先贤跟教会历史中的早期的信徒，他们就是圣经活活的见证。
And all the early prophets, and they're all the living testament witnesses of the faith.
因为他们都用自己的生命来见证圣经的真实。
And because they use their life.To prove the truth,
所以信心也是要效法他们的榜样。
And therefore, we should follow their examples.
当然，我们今天不会每个人都信耶稣就要去为主寻道。
And not necessarily we have to become a martyr.
因为我们没有这样子受迫害的环境。
And we don't have this kind of environment.
但这不表示将来不会有。
But doesn't mean that in the future we won't have faith.
我们需要有一个预备自己的心。
We have to prepare ourselves.
一个受苦的心智。
And to be able to have a way to suffer.
信心更是要盼望将来更美的事要发生。
And we will have a hope for a brighter future.
我可以活一百岁。
I can live up to 100 years.
我也可以积一百万元。
I can make a lot of money.
我也可以等着看一百个子子孙孙。
And I can see a lot of grandchildren.
但这些都会过去。
And all this will pass.
我们要等候一个更美、不会过去的将来。
We'll have to wait for a little better things that will not pass.
这里说，神给我们预备了更美的事，叫我们能够像以往圣徒一样的得到那个恩典。
And here says this plan something better for us, so we can be made perfect.
戴德生他到中国来的时候。我们很多人知道他的故事。
And Hudson Taylor, when he came to China, we know a lot about his stories.
1853年他从英国到中国，在路上几乎遇到大风浪而死掉。
And then when he sailed to China in 1853 and always met a tempest and storms and always died.
到达了上海之后，又遇到中国太平天国之乱，差点丧命。
When he arrived in China, there was a revolution in there, and then he always died.
他主张宣教士应当本地化，就是穿中国人的唐装，留的像猪尾巴一样的面子辫子。
And he promoted that thought that he be missionary, he has to be like the local citizens.
那时候的这些西国的宣教士都耻笑他。
And all those Western missionaries all laugh at him.
但是他十八次进到中国的内地，他亲眼看到中国亿万的农民生活苦不堪言。
And he, for 18 times, he went inside of the land of China, mainland China. He saw all the sufferings there.
所以他回英国就成立了中国内地会。
And so he went, returned to England and then established the England Mission.
他死去的时候已经有825位内地会的宣教士到了中国。
By the time he died, there were 825 missionaries in China.
有超过25,000中国的信徒。
And then there were about 25,000 believers.
十几年前我到云南大理去，我就遇到一位老牧师，曾经上过内地会办的神学院。
And several years ago when I went to Yunnan and I met an old pastor, he was in the church.
他自己我说戴德森的妻子 Maria 也死在中国，他四个孩子也都埋葬在中国。
And even his wife Maria died in China, and even four of his children died in China.
这张很有名的照片是1866年16位宣教士到中国前找的。
And this is the team of 16 missionaries taken in 1866.
1885年有七位剑桥大学最优秀的毕业生。他们来放弃高薪到中国来做宣教。
The famous Cambridge Seven came to China. They were the brightest of the graduates in England that time.
这七位称为剑桥七杰，其中有三位都死于中国。
And among three of them, died in China.
戴德森有一句名言，他说：“假如我有千磅英金，中国可以全数的支取；假如我有千条性命，绝不会留下一条。”不给中国。
And his famous saying is, if I had £1,000 in British pounds, I would give all to China. If I had 1,000 lives, I would not spare even one not given to China. 1990
年义和团在慈禧太后的怂恿之下，以扶清灭洋的口号发动了中国历史上最严重的教案。
Now, in year 1900, the famous Boxer Rebellion,happens in China.
有许多的教堂教士被杀被烧。
Many, many churches and then parishioners and Christians were killed.
天主教有五位主教，31位神父，九个修女，教友18,000人都被杀害。
And then the Catholic Church is five cardinals and 31 bishops, nine nuns, and 18,000 parishioners died.
更正教有188位宣教士，还有5,000多信徒都被害，其中一半是内地会的宣教士。
188 priests of Orthodox Church, and then 5,000 parishioners died.
大家都知道，庚子事变之后引入了八国联军，清朝大败，皇帝太后出走，加速了清朝的灭亡。
You all know the story, history. Eight Nations Alliance invaded China, and then China has to pay a big indemnification fees, and then eventually doom the dynasty of Qing.
但是宣教士们内地会他们不要任何的赔款。
And then the inline mission, they didn't accept any of this indemnification.
他们反而鼓励美国政府把这笔钱拿出来替中国人盖大学。
And then they advised the country, U.S., to use this money to establish universities and colleges.
第一个 最有名的大学就是现在的清华大学。
And then the first famous one nowadays the 清华 famous 清华。
后来英国还有法国、德国都替中国建了很多的大学。
And then later on, many countries like Germany, France, and they all established several colleges.
基督徒今天仍然在受逼迫，你知道吗？
Do you know that Christians still nowadays still under persecution?
特别是在穆斯林的国家里
，especially in the Muslim countries.
经常有基督徒受到迫害、杀害的事情。
And we can hear the news of many Christians being persecuted and being killed.
几年以前在埃及，大家还记得 ISIS 他们把21位基督徒抓起来，然后在视频。在网络上公开的砍他们的头。
You probably can remember in few years back, the Egyptian Christians were beheaded with a video, a live video by ISIS.
他们用阿拉伯文的第14个字母，这一个 non 啊，这个字，但就好像英文的 n 哈，来做一个记号。涂在基督徒的他家的门上、房屋的墙上。
So they use this 14th alphabet num n as a symbol to show that there's a Christian. So they put this symbols on the house of the Christians.
因为那代表着 infidelity 啊、infidel 是外邦不信的人，然后就鼓励回教徒去抢这家人的东西，把他们杀害。
So they.Put this sign as to show the infidels and then let other people to go savagely explore.
但是埃及的政府就视而不见。
And then the Egyptians governments ignore all this.
我常想，如果我是生长在一个阿拉伯的国家，我的父母是极少数的基督徒。
And I always think about if I were born in an Arabic country and then with very few Christians.
当死亡跟迫害在我眼前的时候，我会不会放弃我的信仰？
Then also, when the persecution and the death upon my door, and then will I forsake my belief?
我诚实的想这个问题，我诚实的问自己，我最后是想，我不会。
And then I earnestly think about this, and then I think I will not.
因为我读。希伯来书，我读神的话，我看到有这么多先贤，他们都立下了美好的榜样。
Because I study all these beautiful stories of all the older people, then they left a good example for me.
他们深知信耶稣是需要付出生命的代价。
They knew that to believe in Jesus and he has to pay the price.
你不要以为这样的事不会在美国发生。
So don't think that this type of things won't happen in the U.S.
也许在可预见的将来，我们也会面临这种的选择。
Maybe we have to face this difficult decisions to make in the near future.
问题是你有预备吗
？Are you ready?
人生在世上会遭遇许多的苦难。
And people living in the world and will face many testings.
因为真理总是受邪恶的挑战。
Because the truth is always being challenged by the weakness.
基督来到这个世界也受过各样的试探，但他没有失败。
And Jesus has been tempted and then tested many, but he didn't fail.
所以基督徒也要受各样子的苦害逼迫。问题是，你要怎样的面对他？
Christians will have to face many persecutions. The question is.How will you handle that?
真实基督徒的经历是信靠神而得胜。
So the true experience of Christians is to trust in Jesus, in God.
抓住神而得活。
Hold him tight.
奉献神而受苦。
To offer yourselves and to suffer.
最后顺服神而得荣耀。
Lastly is to obey him and to be glorious. Glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，当我们看到黑夜已深，我们知道那审判跟结束的日子就快要来到。
Lord, when we know that we're in the middle of the darkness, we know the judgment time will come.
今天在美国，这曾经是清教徒所建立的国家，只有10%不到的福音派信徒诚实的跟随主。
Lord, in this country that founded by Puritans, and now only about 10% of the population is the true evangelical Christians.
我们看到那四周，不管是文化或者是世俗的污染，在朝我们冲来的时候。
When we face all these cultural pollutions, and then we're facing all these difficulties.
我们是勇敢的站立来抵挡这个潮流，还是我们随波而去呢？
Can we stand strong, or we follow the wave and float away?
主啊，你没有要很多的儿女。
Lord didn't select too many of your children.
31,700人。你都嫌多。
And 31,700 that were too many for you.
你只要有300位不顾自己生命摆上一切跟随耶稣的人。
You only needed 300 brave men to follow you and trust their lives in you.
主啊，你今天要问我们每一个人，我们是属于那31,700人，还是属于这300人当中的一位？
Oh Lord, you're asking us the question, which group do we belong to, those, the 31,000 or the 300?
愿我们新城教会每一位都是有奉献自己给神心志的人。
May all the brothers and sisters in our church and these are the ones that willingly such a, be able to sacrifice ourselves.
因为你实在不要那些压压舞的基督徒跟随你。
And you don't, because you don't want the other type of Christians following you.
求主让我们每一个人都受到提醒。
And thank you for the reminders.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击。联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。